USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A tornado described as large and extremely dangerous by the National Weather Service in Birmingham, Alabama, left some people with serious injuries and caused significant damage throughout Jefferson County and surrounding areas Monday night. About 13 miles northeast of Birmingham, the city of Centerpoint saw quite a bit of damage from the storm. That's according to Centerpoint Mayor Bobby Scott. The United States has reported its first known case of the COVID-19 P1 variant, first detected in Brazil. The Minnesota Department of Health confirmed the case on Monday. The so-called Brazil variant is thought to be more transmissible. It is not known whether it's more severe. Sam Vigil, a New Mexico man, has sued the sanctuary city of Albuquerque, New Mexico, for protecting his wife's murder suspect. Luis Romero, a three-time deported illegal immigrant and alleged gang member from Mexico, has been in federal custody in Texas and charged with murdering Vigil. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
President Trump on Monday established an official post-presidency office in Palm Beach County, Florida, to oversee his affairs. A statement from Trump's office said the office of the former president will be responsible for his correspondence, public statements, appearances, and official activities. The federal government, the largest purchaser in the world, is changing the way business gets done. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott reports.
The president signed an executive order Monday to revitalize America's manufacturing industry.
Under the previous administration, the federal government contract awarded directly to foreign companies went up 30%. That is going to change on our watch.
The executive order directs the federal government to increase its purchases of American-made goods and remove loopholes.
Today, I'm taking the first steps in my larger Build Back Better recovery plan that invests in American workers, unions, and businesses up and down the supply chain.
About 540,000 factory jobs have been lost since last February. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Super Bowl 55 is set for February 7th. The Kansas City Chiefs will represent the AFC. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers will rep the NFC. The game will be played in Tampa Bay, Florida. Tampa Bay Buccaneers linebacker Shaquille Barrett shares his thoughts on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers being the first team to play the Super Bowl in their home stadium.
It's crazy that we're the first team to do it, making history, but that's not like where history has to end. We could be the first team to win it as well, and that's the key. We've got to get back ready to work, but just, it's crazy. Like it's never been done before, and we doing it. It's amazing. It's an amazing feeling. I'm happy to be a part of it. I'm happy that everybody who's on this organization is a part of it. We got some great guys here and everybody. I just love it here. Love them, and I'm happy that we doing it together.
The game will be broadcast on CBS. Spring training in Major League Baseball is gearing up, or is it? USA Radio News Dan Naraki has more.
The director of Arizona's Spring Training League is asking Major League Baseball to delay the beginning of spring training. 15 teams are scheduled to begin training at team facilities in mid-February, with games beginning on February 27th. In a letter to Commissioner Rob Manfred, Cactus League Executive Director Bridget Binsbacher cited the high rate of COVID-19 infections in the Phoenix area as a reason to wait until March to bring teams in. She said that cases are expected to drop by then as more of the area's residents are vaccinated. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.